there's this illusion around business and entrepreneurship out there that I want to talk about in this Caratcast. And I know when I first got started as an entrepreneur, this would have been back in 2007 or so, I bit into this hook, line, and sinker. We're going to talk about what that illusion is on this episode of the Caratcast, and you might be living that illusion right now. And we're also going to talk about how you get around that illusion and really live what a lot of people call or refer to the entrepreneur's dream or the entrepreneur lifestyle or something like that. Because the path that most of us learn or we think is the path to living that amazing life as an entrepreneur, that entrepreneur lifestyle, and making that impact you want to make that is purposeful, that you are passionate about, that is just, you know, your core mission in life at this moment. The way that we learn is usually the wrong way. And I'm going to walk through how I did it, how you can grow a business of passion, of purpose, that's highly, highly profitable, that gives you true freedom, that also helps you step away from the business for extended periods of time, but while the business continues to grow. Now, a lot of you might be going, oh my gosh, I don't know how that's going to happen. Or you know what, the way that I'm going to do that is I'm going to hire a bunch of virtual assistants, and that's what I'm going to do. And in this Caratcast, we talk about why that's the wrong approach and how myself and Adrian took that approach at the start, what we're doing now, and really how we've grown Carat and my company and how it compares to my past companies into just a company that is crazy, crazy fun. You know, how did we start? What people did we hire first? What are the things we did before we hired any people? And really, how do you scale past oneself? How do you scale past yourself in your business so you can really build a business with passion, with purpose, that really is built to help serve you and your team members and your clients, and you don't feel like you're always constantly serving it, okay? And as a special guest in this call, I brought on Adrian Nez on our team, like I said, and having his perspective and my perspective on this call was really, really cool, because he's at a stage now where he just hired his first personal assistant. He has a team of virtual assistants to help us with his wholesaling, but he hired his first personal assistant locally there in Wilmington, North Carolina. And we walk through the struggles he's going through right now as he builds his team out, the mindset shifts he's had to make, and the mindset shifts I have made and have had to make as we've grown the team from myself to another person to, you know, 8+ people now, not counting assistants or contractors that are out there doing things. That puts over 12 people with Carat, and we keep on growing the team. And the funny thing is, guys and gals, back in the day, as I say on this podcast, back in the day, I used to dread employees. I used to think, oh my gosh, employees and building a team are nothing but expensive, nothing but a pain in the butt, right? And everything, when you do it the way that we talk about on this podcast, it is exactly the opposite. All right? It's exactly the opposite. When you do it right, you gain freedom. You gain a lot more happiness. You work in the things that you love and delegate the things you don't love and you're not good at to other people who are great at those things and love those things you don't. You actually end up increasing your profits, not lowering them, by hiring the right people. And you really build in the mission and the purpose into your life, into your business. So when you walk away from that business at the end of the day and you go home to your family, you know that that time you're spending away from your family is well invested. Okay, so that's what we're going to be talking about on this episode of the Caratcast. It gets a little bit deep, y'all. It gets a little bit deep. But for those of you serious about growing a real business, not something we're just making a few bucks and it's an opportunity, growing a real business that's going to make real impact, that's going to make real revenue. I'm not talking 50 grand a year, and I'm not talking 100 grand a year. I'm talking if you want to make 500,000 a year, if you want to make $1 million a year, if you want to make 10 million a year, if you want to make 20 million a year, you're going to have to do what we talk about on this call. All right. Without further ado, we're going to bring in Adrian and dive into this call on how you scale past oneself to gain freedom in your business and increase your profits. But before we do, make sure you head over to caratcast.com. And if you didn't listen to the previous episodes, the previous episode before this is with one of my favorite authors of all time, Mike Michalowicz, the author of The Pumpkin Plan, Profit First, and now The Surge. And The Pumpkin Plan is probably the book that I've referred the most people to, I've given out the most, and it's meant the most to me and my business over the past 3 years. And you'll so enjoy that episode. Just head over to caratcast.com or bring Caratcast up on iTunes. Find that episode with Mike Michalowicz and learn how to regain more freedom from your business, work in fewer things, increase your profits, lower your stress, the whole thing, guys and gals. All right, next episode, you are also going to love. Make sure you keep keep an eye out for the next episode. Go over to carrotcast.com, subscribe on iTunes, give us a rating and review. Please, please, please. It helps us. Let us know that we're doing things right. Let us know what we're not doing right, what you want to hear. And also, it's just cool validation. Like, we love, everyone loves a pat on the back, right? So go over to iTunes, give us a rating and review, and check out all of the episodes there on iTunes or on our website at carrotcast.com. If you want a free, amazing resource, and a lot of our Carrot customers just enjoy the tons of leads they're getting in from their Carrot websites. More online leads come in through the Investor Carrot platform than any other real estate investment system anywhere, bar none. And more number one rankings come through in Google than any other platform out there, bar none, in the real estate investment market. So how do we do it? Well, what we've done is we've put together an amazing training on content marketing. It's this big content marketing guide that you're going to be able to dive into. You're going to be able to dissect. You're going to be able to take this action plan from the guide, the videos. It's all for free, guys and girls. We made it all for free for you. All you have to do is just go pick up your phone and text the word carrot, like the vegetable. Text the word carrot to 38470. Okay, text the word carrot to 38470, and our system is actually going to text you back and say, hey, what's your email address? Then text us back your email, and we will email you that guide for free, that guide, the ultimate guide to content marketing. Text the word carrot to 38470, and get that guide for free. All right, guys, without further ado, let's help you scale your business past yourself while gaining more freedom, increasing your profits, and really building mission and purpose into your life. Here we go. Hey, guys and gals, Trevor here, and welcome to this episode of the Carrot Cast. And like I said in the intro here, I'm really excited about this call because for a few reasons. One of the reasons is because I've got one of my team members on the call with me, Adrian, who I'll introduce to you guys here in a second. But also, one thing that really fires me up when I am talking with entrepreneurs, when I am, whether it's real estate investors or other entrepreneurs, I love the mindset side of things, because more than anything, when I look at two people and see one person that is crushing it in life and business, and one person that, man, like, they have everything there, but for some reason are not crushing at the level that they want to and should be. It's more than not, it's a mindset issue. It's not a mechanics issue. It's not that you don't have the right steps to take. It's not that you don't have the right plan. Okay, it's usually a mindset issue. And it's usually not a resources issue, that you don't have enough money, you don't have enough time, whatever. It's mindset and resourcefulness. And this whole call is really going to be based on those things. How do we get more out of our businesses? You know, how do we shift our mindsets so we can scale a business beyond ourselves? And that's one thing that I've been on that journey myself the last several years. And we're going to kind of walk through some of the pitfalls and some of the amazing wins we've had, some of the things I've learned that you guys can implement, how to really get more freedom out of your business, no matter what kind of business it is. But also having Adrian on the call, who I'll introduce to you guys, like I said, here in a second. He's going through that journey right now. So I thought it'd be really, really cool to walk you guys through my journey, where I'm maybe 2, 3, 4 years ahead of where Adrian is, or possibly where a lot of you are in this part of things. And Adrian's journey, where he's in the thick of it right now. And it's really cool kind of talking with him away from this and passing some information on to him. I just want to kind of get his perspective and see where he's learning from things. So, Adrian, welcome to the Carrot Cast, man. Your first episode of the Carrot Cast, but will not be the last, for sure.
No, thank you so much for having me. And like you said, I'm the same way as you. I love the topic of mindset, you know, because I think that's really what really, really drives where you go. You know, one of the things I just read the other day was really cool was, you know, sometimes we mistake character versus accomplishments. You know, character is really who you are within yourself. Those are things that you do behind closed doors. But your mindset really is going to determine how far you go. You know, what are the things are you able to accomplish? And like you said, it's not about resourcefulness or lack of resources, or what tools do I have that determines how well we do, even though those are great things that can help us accomplish it. But, you know, what's our perspective in life? You know, how do we see things? And a lot of times, one thing that I'm learning, and I'm sure we'll jump into it here shortly, but it's just, for me to progress in life, I got to have a different perspective, always continuing to have different perspective, have a different point of view. Because if I don't, I'm just going to remain and tap out and cap out where I'm at. So I'm really excited about this call. Definitely would love to kind of take this opportunity also to kind of ask you some questions as well, because like you said, you're definitely where I thrive to be, and I just feel privileged that I'm able to have access to you and be able to ask these questions along with this call today.
Awesome, man. So let's dive in. So one thing I want to kind of start with here is everyone listening to this, kind of put yourself in first in your shoes, okay, of course, but kind of think about where you are and where you want to be. And if you are a solo operator right now, like I said, you could be a real estate investor that's out there doing it yourself. You could be a plumbing contractor, you know, doing it yourself, whatever it is, doesn't matter the business. This is not specific to real estate. Think about everything that you're doing in your business. Think about where you want to be. Think about your ideal business, your ideal lifestyle you want that business to help create for you and your family. And I did the same thing. It was 4, 5, 6 years ago. And I was kind of bit by the, bug where people would say, you know, you can work from home, work in your underwear, whatever it is, and build a business and just hire a bunch of virtual assistants and stuff like that. And I thought that was the coolest sounding thing because I didn't have to deal with employees. I didn't have to, you know, deal with going out there and hiring people, all the costs that are associated with having a payroll, you know, you got your payroll tax and all that crap, insurance. And there's like all this stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like amazing. I can sit at home. I can work anytime I want. I can work anywhere I want. And I don't have to deal with employees. That's like the best thing in the world. And so I was going through that for 2 or 3 years, if not even a little bit more. And at first it was amazing, you know, because you're going, oh my gosh, this is so great. If I were hiring an employee, it would maybe cost me X amount per month. But now I'm able to get a virtual assistant that costs me X amount minus 30%. I'm just like saving money. It's cool. But what I found for me, Adrian, and I'll pass this by to you here in a second too. But what I found for me was once kind of the honeymoon wore off and I was working at my kitchen table enough or at the coffee shop enough, or, you know, once I started to have kids and I was at home and there was this blurred lines between the home, the office, you know, when I was working, when I wasn't, man, that's where I started to really get miserable. And that's when I started to change my mindset on what a great business was, on how to really build something that was going to help serve us versus, you know, it kind of being this burden. And also, man, like really how to build something fun, because that building it that way to me, you know, might have been cheaper outsourcing everything like that to VAs, but it was not very much fun. It wasn't very much fun because it was really hard to create a culture. And I know you're going through that right now, and I'm not saying there's anything bad about VAs. I love them. You know, they're awesome. But one thing that the mindset that I switched was the core people in the business, I feel, should be core to your business. They should be closer to your business. And man, so for you, I know you're building out your team, or you already have some team members. You've had some team members for a while, some VAs. You've got an assistant now, and you're starting to kind of really transition your mindset from outsource everything to VAs, which is still great for a lot of stuff. So I'm not telling people not to do that. It's an amazing resource. Now, how do I build a real company that can really serve me, that I can scale? Man, where are you at right now in that journey? And why don't you give people a little bit of perspective to what the heck you do? I mean, you're closing deals every month. You're also working with us with Carrot full time. Kind of give people some perspective for who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, so thank you. Well, let me tell you why. I think this is one of the things that I learned from you personally. And also, that's one thing I really love about my conversations with you, because I feel like we're at the same place in terms of what we value and where we want to be and the things that are important to us. But obviously, you're up at that next level to where I'm fortunate to be able to have access to, as I mentioned. So, but one of the things that you taught me was really, you have to understand what is it that you're after. You know, a lot of times, unfortunately, we allow too many books or maybe even people we look up to kind of build that model for us. Even though it's a great structure, it's something good to it's a good model to kind of maybe be inspired by. But a lot of times what happens is that you begin to build a false perception of really away from maybe really who you are. And I know that's one of the mistakes I made. And kind of back to what you said about the VAs, I was kind of one of those persons to where, like, I was hearing and reading and listening to these people saying outsource, outsource, delegate, which I knew the importance of that. But again, I began to believe that was the way to do it, you know, because like you said, at the beginning of starting any business, of course, we're really cost minded, you know, we're looking at the numbers and we always want to find ways to be more resourceful. But when you begin to kind of believe a certain pattern, a lot of times what I found is that it, unless you really know for sure what you want, those patterns will lead you away from really who you might be or taking a whole new directions. And to me, that's what led to the frustrations. That's what led to all the things that a lot of times we just get tired of. One of the things that I read recently, and I think there's more to these stats than really how we look at it. You know, they say small businesses, like a certain amount will only go past year one, a certain amount will go past year three,
very small
year five
too. Yeah.
Right. And to me, one thing, this is my thought, was I don't think a lot of them fail because they had a bad service or bad product. It's just they got burnt out. Because what happened is that a lot of times they began to be that one source of energy for their business. And there's so much we can do on our own to be able to go to the next level. And to me, I found myself probably up until recently, until I joined the Carrot team, to really better understand what it really takes. I mean, one of the things that I heard you say a lot of time was bottleneck. I was like, wait a minute, that's me. You know, I'm back to what you said, you know, like I just moved to Wilmington, North Carolina. It's been about a year now. And, you know, there's this whole cool thing. Hey, I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to take my laptop in there. I'm going to work from there. That's going to be my office. But you know what? When I go to the beach, I don't want to think about the stuff that I got to do on a daily basis, those responsibilities. As much as me being at the beach for 5 minutes, an hour or 2 hours, when I come home, reality sets back in. I got to take on all those things that I put on myself because I become the bottleneck. So I just think a lot of times if anything, I guess my suggestion is when you're starting out and wanting to scale, like you said, you got to find what your core values are, what is important to you, because that's what's going to really help build that foundation. And that's going to really help you discover the thing. That's going to help you discover the answers that you're going to have to go after.
Dude, so you brought up core values. I'm so glad you did. And this was not planned out or anything, but you know, really, really thinking back to, you know, how I made the transition from, you know, I wasn't a solo operator in my previous company. I had a business partner, but we had, you know, a couple people who were independent contractors who were pretty much working for us, you know, not full time, but they had most of their work was with us. And we had some VAs. Man, we didn't really have core values per se that hit us at our core, you know, like that we would wake up every morning knowing that those were our core values, that they weren't ones we just made up. They weren't ones we thought were cool that would go on a company website. It's like the way that we wanted to live life. And so like you're saying there, it's really hard to make the decisions that intentionally help you create the company that you want to have. The company for me ended up being created in spite of my intentions. You know, it's like, it's kind of ran off on its own and did its own things. We weren't crazy intentional about the core values behind the business. And so that led into hiring VAs. It led into not really creating a great company culture. We had great team members, but not a great company culture. And so it led to just not very much fun, man. And I've told the story many times, but you know, waking up in the morning for about 18 months and, just not wanting to get up. You know, I wasn't suicidal or anything like that, but like, I was just not wanting to get up. There was nothing that was exciting me about getting up except for my wife and kids. And my wife was already at work and I only had one child at that time. And I don't remember what scenario it was, you know, with if I was watching her, if she was still asleep or whatever. But it's like, unless it was my wife or kids, I wasn't really wanting to get up for work. And that's a terrible situation to put yourself into with your own company. You know, yeah, like we all strive at starting our own companies because we want the freedom. We want the lifestyle. We want to be able to do what we want to do in life, make the impact we want to make, and not be held down by this glass ceiling or whatever, being at a job. We don't want to have to be, you know, held at the whims of an employer who could fire us at any moment, you know, even if we're doing great work. And that for me, like I knew entrepreneurship was what I wanted to do. I just didn't tackle it the right way. And it all zeroed back into core values. And people who are listening to this call, you're probably kind of rolling your eyes and going, oh my gosh, you're calling core values. I thought I was going to come here to like get exact steps and how to scale up my business and how I could have more freedom and stuff. And being honest, guys, this is not the sexy stuff. But this is the stuff that works. And if you want to keep on ignoring the foundations, if you want to keep on ignoring the stuff that is going to transform your life and business, you're going to keep on struggling. You're going to keep on looking for those hacks. You're going to keep on looking for the magic bullet on how to hire this virtual assistant or this or that that's going to change your world, or a piece of software that's going to do everything for you while you sit there and drink Mai Tais on the beach and do nothing, which those don't exist. Okay. Those don't exist, guys and gals, unless you build a system, you scale a business past yourself, then you can do that. So the dream is alive. Most of us just kind of tackle it in the wrong way. So starting with core values, this isn't something that we made up or anything. I read a book from Tony Hsieh, the CEO of Zappos, called Delivering Happiness. I think this is 4 or 5 years ago. It was in my previous company. And we immediately took that once we started Carrot. And we said, okay, you know, we're 3-4 months into the business, and we go, okay, let's really actually create some core values. Because after we started the business, not with being intentional on core values, we're like, let's proof the concept. Let's see if we can help people. Let's see if this will work. Once we found it was proof, we're like, all right, we're creating a business out of this, but we're going to do it crazy intentionally. And we sat down and really used, I mean, I've got it here in my office somewhere. Anyway, it's behind me on my bookshelf somewhere back there. But delivering happiness, and you go in there and you look at Zappos core values. I think they have 9 or 10 of them. I was just going down the list. I'm like, man, like this one I love. I love that one. I love that one. Yeah, these ones aren't really us. And the main thing that was important for us, everyone listening to this call, is in the past when we would create core values for my companies, we would create core values for the companies, right? We wouldn't create core values that were core values for life and the company that were intertwined. Like you step away from work and your core values are exactly the same at home as they are at your office. And that to me is the only way that I could make it work, because you can't come into the office and have one of your core values be deliver the best software product in the world. And then you go back home. It's like that doesn't apply to your house. It doesn't apply to your family, how you live. And it's really hard to switch back and forth between home life and work life, trying to remember which core values you're supposed to live by. So why not make them the same? Grow your business the way that you want to live. And that's what we did. So the values, if you guys are watching the video, and you might not be able to see it, I'm not sure, but you can check them out on our website at oncarrot.com/values, or right behind Adrian, actually, he's got it up there. Have fun and be different. Different is good. That came from Zappos. Constant and never-ending incremental improvement. That's just something I'm really passionate about. If we're not always improving, whether it's our marriages or whether it's our fitness or work skills, you're dying, you know? Always genuinely care. That applies to everything, guys and gals. Working with our customers, our team members, our partners, friends, family. Gratitude for everything. Be adventurous, creative, and open-minded. Deliver wow through great service. That's a borrow from Zappos. I loved it. Because that also goes outside of the business world. Hey, we want to deliver wow to people around us by doing great things for them. You know, it could be charities. It could be our family, friends. This is probably my favorite. Be a beacon of positivity and possibility. I'm always talking about that one. And I just love the ripple effect that we can all create by being positive. You know, you walk by someone that you don't know in downtown, wherever you live, and they give you a smile and say hi. There's no way you can't be that much more positive and happy, you know, for the next 10 seconds or next 10 minutes because of that. Or you write someone a quick little note, you know, and say how much you appreciate them. Or you're just always out there talking about how great the world is, not being blindly positive to the negatives, but it's how great the world is and the opportunity is. And then the last one is create intimate and real connections with people. So Adrian, I want to toss this over to you, dude. So when you first became a customer of Carrot. So if people, we didn't really go over this. So you became a customer of Carrot, one of our first 50 or first 100 customers, back before it was even called Carrot. You got locked into our core values. Now you're a team member of ours, helping to espouse the same core values to our customers and help them do what you have done with Carrot, which is closing deals every month with Carrot, even though you're, you know, not even working in that business much anymore, which is one of the reasons I had you on this call. Dude, what core value kind of grabbed a hold of you first or the most?
Well, I think the thing was, First of all, I'm going to say this. I cannot imagine Investor Carrot being run by VAs
No.
or people outside of the company. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that really I gravitated to was really, first of all, the experience. I mean, the product is awesome. That, of course, is what brought me in as a customer. But as I begin to kind of dive in, I kind of just really saw this really uplifting thing that I just saw the possibility. So beacons of possibility, positivity. And even when I used to jump on the mastermind calls, I mean, I never would imagine I'd be on the other side of it. But at the same time, I say that for this reason is like I would jump on those calls and I would just walk away just feeling being empowered, you know, one, through your energy, through your sincerity. And to me, the knowledge was just a plus. I think so many times we look for knowledge, but, you know, when we're able to kind of surround ourselves with people that are that positive, that are really sincerely, genuinely want you to succeed, there is an empowerment to it. I can't explain it. Some type of like even spending a week down with up in Roseburg for a week. I mean, to me, it's like I feel like maybe on the surface, I can say, well, I felt like I didn't really accomplish anything. But man, I came back so much more energized. You know, just being able to just sit in a car and ask you questions and just really you listening to your experiences. To me, there's that back to what we're talking about. That mindset shift began to happen. So, one thing I'm going to do is let's get real. Let's be real. So, before. The problem with what you with one of the things that I'm going to tell everybody in this call,
yeah,
if you do not find your core values and trying to build any in business, you're going to have problems. Mm-hmm. You are, because when you begin to begin to be so revenue driven, which of course there's nothing wrong with that, but that will take you out of who you really are.
Dude, you'll be miserable.
You'll be miserable. So I'm going to be real. My marriage suffered. Of course, with my marriage suffering, my kids suffered. Mm-hmm. You know, so I've learned the hard way what happens when you. Now, I'm not gonna be dumb enough to say, well, it was because I didn't have a core values for my business that is the reason why I had issues or I had personal issues, because the business side of it was awesome, I loved it. But like you said, if you can't function and be the same person in your personal life and in your business life, you're just going to burn yourself out. Mm-hmm. You're going to be miserable because now you're using up so much energy to kind of play this other person, and that's just going to drain you. And like I said, at the end of the day, you are going to be miserable. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I've learned, I haven't told you this yet, but one of the new goals that I've kind of started to create for myself. Oh, back to another thing I wanted to mention was because I was so revenue driven, closing deals. I want to build my business. I need to get, you know, all this stuff. You know, my whole priorities went out of whack. So what happened? Again, my marriage suffered. My relationship with my kids, and my kids are. When I say my relationship with my kids suffered, what I mean is that they're little ones, but they're smart enough to know what's going on.
Oh yeah.
And unfortunately, what they see now is the way that they're going to see life. That's going to be their normal. And to me, that's what really broke my heart at the end of the day was what they're seeing is what they're – because right now, in a way, they don't know right from wrong in terms of what they're seeing. Their perception is being shaped.
Yeah.
But the other thing that suffered was my health. I mean, not that I had any health issues. I just got out of shape. Mm-hmm. You know, I wrestle in college, so I kind of grew up always having that always doing something in sports. You know, but that just diminished. Mm-hmm. You know, and that caused my thing to be suffer. So, but in the last 3 months, it just so pretty cool. I mean, it's part of me going up to visit you guys also, and just even being on the Carrot team, just you guys leading by example. I mean, just even Andre on our team starting that 180-day challenge, mm-hmm. You know, just that being that spark. And it was real.
Yeah.
It wasn't some PR stunt. It wasn't some publicity. You guys, I'll say this, guys, because I'm behind the scenes with Carrot. So, they sincerely want everyone to be a better person. And we knew that, hey, one better way to do that by being physically active, because that can affect our thinking, the way that our moods are. And so I'm kind of in that transition to where I'm learning. I've learned the hard way, unfortunately. But just by creating the core values now, I feel like I am back on that right track. I'm trying to make things right.
I love it, man. And I want to talk on core values a little bit more, guys and gals, because Like I said, I think, and I've got a really, really good perception because I've talked to lots of entrepreneurs and I've lived through it myself. I think most of you on this call are glossing over the importance of what we've been talking about the last 15 minutes. I can guarantee it. Okay, most of you on this call are looking for that new direct mail piece strategy or this awesome website to find employees or whatever, you know, this hiring template. We can give you all that stuff. Okay, that's the easy stuff. That's easy stuff, okay? The stuff that actually matters is the stuff we're talking about, but it's the stuff most people are totally unwilling to get real with themselves about that they need to implement. And kind of going back to what Adrian mentioned about this health challenge that we had here within Carrot, ended about a month ago, is it was called Around the World in 80 Days. And Andre and our team, when we hired her, we completely hired on core values. We knew she's a complete core value match, that she had the skill set to be great in the role, but with training. And so we hired on core values. And one of the things that we knew she was really passionate about was health and fitness. And so she came up with the idea to do this challenge because most of us at Carrot, we're just not as active as we should have been, frankly. You know, you get in those ruts and it's not as active as we should have been. So she was that spark. She used our core values to make sure we were actually following that. You know, constant, never-ending incremental improvement was one of the parts right there. And so she created this challenge, and it engaged our whole team. You know, it really engaged some of our customers, a lot of our community here in Roseburg. We gave away prizes for activity levels. The whole Carrot team joined up at the Oregon coast, and some of us went for runs and stuff like that and got some more miles in. But it was just really cool connecting us all together and helping us all improve. And that one challenge hit on four or five of our core values. Now, you might be saying, okay, once again, how does this relate to scaling past oneself? You can't scale a business past yourself and create something that truly gives you freedom and truly gives you that purpose and mission and meaning in life without attracting amazing people to the cause. Okay, so one thing I learned before was, you know, let's say you're going to go out there and hire five VAs. Awesome. That's amazing. Go do it. But what I found for me was when I was doing that, it was almost always a money decision. It was almost always, okay, here's this thing I need to get done. It's going to cost me X amount. It's going to help produce X amount of profit and save me X amount of time. Now, that's a great monetary decision-making tree, right? But what it did not do was it didn't contribute at all toward helping me be happier, other than giving me some more time. Once you get past a certain level of money in your bank account, you don't get any happier from each extra dollar unless you have a reason why that extra dollar matters to something. You know, if you're Elon Musk and you're out there to change the world, he couldn't have done it with $100,000, right? So he had to go out there and make hundreds of millions of dollars to make the impact in the world he wanted to make. But he knew the impact he wanted to make. He knew his core values. And making a ton of money was the only way to get there. Okay, so I'm not saying that you can't be happier or more fulfilled once you get past a certain dollar amount. You just have to have that dollar amount tied to something real. You know, Elon, like I said, could not launch a space company on $1 million. He couldn't launch it on 20 million. He had to have whatever that was, $100 million. So he had a number in mind. But, you know, kind of going back to Andre and the challenge, that stuff right there makes us all happy. That stuff really makes us fulfilled. When you're happy and fulfilled in your business, you're a lot you have a lot more freedom. You're a lot more apt to be just really enjoying what you're doing. And the funny byproduct is, guys and gals, you end up making a lot more money when you're doing that because you attract amazing people to the cause instead of just people who are willing to do work for whatever price you're willing to pay. And so the core values thing, I would definitely go through that exercise. We have a training. If you're a Carrot member, if you're a Content Pro member, we actually have a mastermind call where you guys can go in the archives. It's on creating your core values. You can go through there and look through some exercises and how to do it. But what I would do is look at our core values, look at Zappos core values, sit down, borrow the ones that you actually really enjoy and love at your core, build out some that are unique to you, and make sure that they transition between life and business seamlessly. They're the same, okay? And the next thing after you get the core values set, and then we're going to talk about how you scale past yourself and how you really build a business of freedom, no matter what type of business you're in. But next, once you get the core value set, don't sock them away on a website and a page. Don't sock them away in a drawer. You guys can see in this call, if you're watching the video portion, if you're not watching the video portion, if you're listening to it on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever, head over to carrotcast.com and you can always listen. You can always watch the video portion if you want to get kind of behind the scenes stuff. But you can see Adrian's Carrot Core Values poster behind him. My Carrot Core Values poster is right on the other side of my office. I have a position literally. I have my computer screen here. It's directly over the right side of my computer screen in my line of sight. I want it to be there. It's very purposeful because I always find myself at the corner of my eye looking at my core values poster. There's an amazing study done that I read about in a book, and it kind of shows the power of framing. And it's a psychology, principle where you can affect the outcome or the impact of something else with the way that you present it before that. So as an example, in this study, it was at a college class, and their whole hypothesis was, will having someone remember as many of the Ten Commandments as they possibly can deter them from cheating in a test? Okay. So what they did was they had two identical groups of students, you know, different people, but identical type groups. The teacher said, hey, okay, here's the test. Here's the rules for it. But okay, I've got to go out of the room for a little bit to go get something. And he purposely stayed out of the room for like 15 minutes, right? And one group of students had the version of the test that was just the test. And they had every opportunity to cheat in the test. It was a really hard test. They were sitting next to the other students. They had their phones with them, the whole thing, right? The other group of students got the same test, the same instructions from the dude. And the only difference was the very first question in the test was, write down as many of the Ten Commandments as you can remember. Now, some students wrote down one. Some students got all 10, you know, many of them in between. That didn't matter. It was the fact that they had to think about the Ten Commandments, which are inherently based in morals, and would that affect their decision to cheat or not? Now, the rub on this is it vastly affected their decision to cheat. The group that had the Ten Commandment question cheated hardly at all. I don't remember the exact percentages, but let's say it was 5% of the time. The group that didn't have the Ten Commandments question, it was like 30 to 40% of the group cheated. And you know, they looked at their phone, they talked to their neighbors, whatever. Now, the moral of that story is, our core values and things that we surround ourselves with during our daily activities are framing the way that we're going to live life that day. They're framing the way that we think. And if we're putting empowering stuff in front of us all the time, like here behind me, I've got this big old poster and it says life available for a limited time only. Limit one per person, subject to change without notice, provided as is, without any warranties, non-transferable, and is the sole responsibility of the recipient. It's misspelled. May incur damages arising from use or misuse. Additional parts sold separately. Your mileage may vary, subject to all applicable fees and taxes. Terms and conditions apply. So that's just kind of like a funny little poster back there that reminds me that, you know, life is this precious thing. I've got my core values poster over there. We walk into the loft. Our office is here at the top of the stairwell. We don't just have this picture of a bird sipping on, you know, some water or whatever up there, some fancy nature picture. We have a picture that says never give up. And then it has a little quote below it. We go into our boardroom. We don't have just fancy pictures in there. We have a picture that is a manifesto on living an amazing life. And I highly suggest that everyone start to surround yourselves with those types of things, including your core values. Get the damn core value poster on your wall where you're going to see it every day. And this is where it's important, okay? Every single person you work with on a daily basis that is working worth you a lot, get a poster for them, blow it up, 14 by 25, whatever it's going to be. It needs to be bigger than a regular 8.5 by 11. Blow it up and send it to them and have them put it on their wall. Okay. Cause we want to make sure that our team is always having those reminders of what the core values are as well, that they also live because you hired them by core values. So, Adrian, on your end, man, what do you have in your office as kind of reminders? It could be, I mean, you have the Carrot Core Values poster, but do you have anything else in your office that kind of, or your house that kind of gets you in that mindset?
Well, for me, actually, it's kind of funny. This is not a this is not a plug, but I've kind of taken the core values and just kind of adapted that to my life. Mm-hmm. Because to me, that's a start. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm still new to making this transition to where, you know, I'm still learning. I'm still adapting. It's still not easy to make that transition when you begin to live and you begin to live by based on who you are, especially in business. That's, you know, it's not easy, you know, because there's so many things coming at you and there's quick decisions have to be made. And like you said, you got to have something that kind of guides you. That's kind of like your, you know, a ship has a rudder, or I don't know if that's the right terminology, but here's a principle that I kind of live by now. You know, obviously I generate a lot of leads for my own real estate business, and we help a lot of investors do the same thing. So one of the things I always like to use is, you know, in the logo section of my website, the way I like to look at it is kind of like life. You know, I like to utilize the logo section because that's where naturally every eye goes, you know, because here in the United States, we're taught to read from left to right. So when you land on a website, that tends to be where the eyes tend to draw. So one of the things I've learned to do is how can I leverage that? How can I leverage that one area? How can I use this area to set the tone? Because I feel like if I can set the tone immediately within those first couple of seconds, everything begins to fall into place. You know, first the person knows they're at the right place, because again, it first started with a search. They didn't just land on your website, you know, so you kind of guide them to where they need to be. So that same model in my life is, okay, that's what the core values has become for me. It's like, it's setting the tone to my day. I'm learning it to apply towards me as a father. It's helping me mend relationships. It's helping me grow as a person, because I want everything to be reflected based on who I am. If, you know, I don't want someone to see me a different person behind closed doors and me at the office, you know, because it is too tiresome. Because, and one of the things too is like, everyone on this call probably has some dedication to be an entrepreneur and they want to impact other lives. The best way you can make an impact on other people and multiply is by you being that example.
Yep.
You know, and that's one thing, like coming back from Roseburg, you know, I kind of see the projects that you're doing, and it's like, man, it's like, I want to make a difference in Wilmington, North Carolina, the way that Trevor's doing in Roseburg. And it wasn't anything that you did. I got to kind of see you behind closed doors. And I love how you are so intentional. I think that's the thing we have to learn, is find something in your everyday life, as small it may seem, do it with intent. Yep. You know, like your dishwasher. I know I tease you about it. You know, I love that analogy. You know, it's like you had a decision to make. I don't know if we have time for you to share it, but that made an impact on me. Yep. That made a huge impact, because how we do the small things is going to make an impact on how we do the big things. Let's not kid ourselves. Sometimes we think that we're going to build millions in a business when we can't even manage our own personal checking accounts.
Yep.
You know, how can you have an organized office is if you can't even keep your car, which is little space, messy.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So again, it's just a principle. You know, it's not reflecting you as you're a bad person. You know, because there's a lot of good people in this world, a lot of good people that will never cheat, steal, but yet they'll always remain flat and always remain to where they're in no position to make an impact on their community, even though they have that desire. But again, it's all because they're limited up here, because they just never really understood how they have to look at things in a different level. And a lot of times we have every opportunity in our everyday lives to practice. You know, like for me, I always tell people this is like, man, in my marketing, it's not like I do the prettiest things. I just get started.
Yep.
Then I make those tweets along the way. You know, a lot of the stuff I've done, I just took action and then just make those necessary adjustments on that journey. A lot of times we want to try and have everything right before we do anything, but it's through that journey and making those adjustments. Like you said, surrounding yourself with the right people, you know, having things to always remind you who you are, like the core values, and instilling that in your heart, not just in your mind, but in your heart. That's when you begin to see the changes being made, just little by little, just that progression. And I feel like I'm so fortunate I'm on the right path at this point.
Dude, and it's so much, I don't know, like my previous companies, I'm like, so we had great stuff, you know, great products, great team. But I can just tell you with this company, with Carrot, and it hasn't been just Carrot. Like, I've just made a shift in my overall life, right? With Carrot, with my local stuff here in Roseburg, the entrepreneur co-work space we have, the Yes Group, the real estate stuff, like just everything is just really coming together because I've got a completely different way I'm looking at life. And when we kind of circle back to the original topic of this call, you know, how do you scale a business past oneself and build it to where it's amazing, it's fulfilling, it's highly profitable, way more profitable than before, very purpose driven, great people, you're having fun. Like, how do you do that? We've been focusing so much time on core values and on mindset and on just like really getting your shit right, pardon my French, because it's really hard to bring people aboard if you don't have your own stuff down. And now I'm not saying that we all do. I've got a lot of stuff I'm working on, man, as you know, like a lot of stuff I'm just flat out terrible at. And some of it I'm just not going to work on at all. I'm going to focus on my strengths. Some of it I'm like, I've got to take care of that if I want to get to the next level. And I've got some big stuff I need to take care of myself. But you know, before I could ever really hire that first amazing team member past just a virtual assistant, I had to know exactly what I was excited about. I had to know exactly why, you know, why it was exciting for me to build this business more than just the money. The money part is definitely the main motivator at the start for a lot of us. Because oftentimes you want to get away from that day job or get away from that other business, or you want to up-level your lifestyle for whatever reason. But then once you get past that certain income level that you think you're going to set, you know, if you're working your butt off, you're probably blowing past that income level. Hopefully you celebrate it. Most of us don't. And then you set this new income level goal, and it's almost like, you know, then all of your goals and motivations tied to numbers. And I heard a quote from a mentor of mine years ago that one of the few things in this world that never ends are numbers. There's always a next number. So if you're always chasing numbers as your main way that you're measuring yourself against your own success, or your own ideal self, or your friends or colleagues or people on Facebook or whatever, you're always going to be disappointed, because once you get to that 10 grand a month, there's that next person who's making 20 grand a month. You're like, oh, damn, I need to be making that. You get to 25,000 a month. You're like, well, shoot, once I get to 85,000 a month, and that's like $1 million a year, then it's a real deal. Then you get to 85,000, you're like, well, shoot, 150 a month, that's pretty cool. Then you get to 150 a month, you're like, well, 250,000, you know, yeah, you guys know where I'm going. And I've lived through this, okay? And the way that you check yourself, the way that you build a great team and you check yourself so you're focusing on the right things, is it leads back to core value. It leads back to, what is my mission, and how can I tie a mission to something that's not money-based? Okay, maybe you need money. Maybe extra money will help you fulfill the mission better. But it's not your goal, your big overarching goal that the whole team is going after is not $5 million this year, okay? Or it's not $100,000 this year. It's amazing if we hit $2 million, but that $2 million is going to help us do X that really hits us at our core, okay? And I use that as a real example because that's transparency is one of our core values, which is on the poster, but it's so transparent on the poster you can't hardly see it through the video. But transparency is one of our core values, and we've built a great company here, guys and gals, off of very little marketing. And we're going to do around $2 million this year, you know, our third full year in business. And I think a lot of people look at what we're doing with Carrot and probably never would imagine that we're doing that. Some people may look at it and think we should be doing more, but I really feel that Carrot as a company for the next 5 years is going to be $10 million or more a year of business. I can't even talk about $10 million or more a year business, okay? And now we're gonna have to make some shifts, some mindset shifts, some business model shifts, some really, really digging deep on who our ideal customer is, that kind of thing. But there's always got to be a why on why you want to grow to 10 million, why you want to grow to a million or whatever that number is. Our why, at least mine, that I'm casting the vision for the team, is the bigger we can grow this company, the more people we can help, the more entrepreneurs we can reach to help you have less hassle with tech and marketing issues so you can do more of what makes your heart sing. The more of you that we can reach, the more we can put our message out there that we hopefully will impart a lot of our core values on you, which will hopefully you'll be a beacon of positivity and possibility for your community. And with this one little company that we started 2.5 years ago in small Roseburg, Oregon, within 5 years, I want to be affecting millions of people and having people improve their lives, be more positive about their lives, about their communities, about their businesses, about their families, about their future. Have more of our team members getting the things that they're passionate about out there to our platform of community. You know, Andre and our team, like I said, passionate about health and fitness. And she launched that challenge and got hundreds of people involved in this challenge within 2 months of working at Carrot. And so we took her passion to go, how do we, with this platform we're building, get your passion out there so you can help more people? That's what excites me about growing, guys and gals. And the lesson there is you have to have something that excites you about growing that is not based around money as the end goal. Money can be the vehicle that helps you achieve X, but there has to be an X, okay? And so once you have that, once you have the core values and something you're excited about that is beyond money, and that excitement thing may change, because I don't want you to beat yourself up and go, well, shoot, I don't have this big vision I'm like crazy excited about. I didn't either, guys, when I started Carrot. It came as we came up with our core values. It came as we started to live that. It came as we started to go, you know what, we want to build something different. And it just started to come together, but it started with the core values. It did not start with my big, huge mission. Okay. That came as we went. And as we attracted amazing people that helped me push myself. So once you have those, it's going to be way, way easier to attract great people, you know, and that's one core thing that, it's good timing for this recording of the call. Anyway, I think you're probably going to, this call is going to go live in September, but we're recording this in August. And I just got back from 30 days. You could call it a vacation, a sabbatical, whatever you want to call it. But I wasn't working in the business of Carrot on the day-to-day at all. I got a few phone calls from people, hit a couple emails back that month, but that was it. And we did more revenue and you know than we did the previous month. And we ended with more customers at the end of that month than we started with. So overall, the company was better than I left it. And you can't do that without strong core values, I feel. You can't do that without hiring by those core values and bringing in people who care about the same things. And you can't do that without a big mission that people are willing to sacrifice their days for, basically, to help achieve. And hopefully that mission will help them amplify their personal life's mission. It can't be one or the other. It has to be both. It has to be where they're helping to amplify the company's mission, and the company helps amplify their personal mission. If you don't, it doesn't work. So, Adrian, this is a really good perspective. So you're not an employee of Carrot, but you basically spend full-time work with us, working with our clients and working with us. Kind of how was that transition for you from going from a solo entrepreneur with a team of virtual assistants to now a part of our team? Like, what would you do or what will you do differently as you build out your team for your company, which we're talking about possibly starting a company together? How was your experience with us change the way that you may do that in the future?
I think it really helped me look within myself, first of all. Again, I don't want to sound like I'm repeating myself, but it really forced me to look at what is important to me. Sometimes we think we know what's important to us. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter from what background you come from. I come from very conservative, you know, belief, and you know, we're you know, we're taught to give, we're taught to, you know, be servants and how our communities, our family. I mean, so it's not like I lack those things. I just lack the clarity to understand what do I want my life to be? What impact do I want to make? Mm-hmm. And to me, being with Investor Carrot has really just opened my eyes, like you said, back to core values. I mean, to me, that's a heart check. That's a gut check. Because if you can't discover that, you're just going to drive yourself to the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times you hear these stories. And again, I'm not trying to get an extreme, but you hear so many of these stories about how entrepreneurs are led to the point where they're jumping off buildings, or they're just divorce rates are going through the roof, or something terrible. You know, a lot of times I just think that when you begin to chase an illusion, and really that's what it is. If you don't have core values, you're chasing an illusion. Mm-hmm. And as much as a lot of you guys on this call, you may not want to hear that. Trust me, you are chasing an illusion. And if you sincerely want to make an impact, and that should be our goals, because that's really how we were made as human beings. I believe that we were put on this planet to magnify ourselves in so many directions. Of course, we can't impact everyone on an individual base, mm-hmm. you know, but we can make an impact by being that example, being that beacon of possibility. I will say that if Investor Carrot didn't have the core values, and I mean it 100%, I would not be with Investor Carrot. Mm-hmm. I'd be very happy with the product. I mean, I would love the I do love the product. I'm still a full paying customer. I mean, just everything that that Carrot was built around in its core product, I would still be using it. But it was the core values. Looking back now, is really what put me in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, man, I said, I found this, you know, I found this great product. I got to tell the world about it. So in a lot of ways, unknowingly, it was drawing out that part of me that wanted to make the impact. So in a lot of ways, it was drawing out my core values. I just didn't put the two together. Mm-hmm. So to me, I just really feel like seeing the engagement of the team. I mean, we had a team retreat not long ago, and just finally be able to kind of really be able to be with the team. We all have different personalities. We all have our perks. We all have one thing about each other. Maybe we find different from each other, but you know what? It's the core value that's kind of the glue, mm-hmm. you know, that's holding us together. And to me, now it's helping me shape the way I look at life differently. And I'll say this too, it's helped me chill out a lot more too by having core values, because before, you know, like, I might have told you this before, but you know, like growing up, it was all about knowledge, you know, read, renew your mindset, which again is important. But when that becomes your focus point, I just think you just kind of live a really unfun life. You might accomplish a lot, it's just not going to be fun. So now I'll sit at the computer and listen to music. I didn't do that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I'm less serious now, you know, and a lot of it's just being around a fun team, you know, and I just love that. So it definitely has made an impact. But again, it goes, and it's not necessarily Carrot. It's just what's holding Carrot together, which is core value. Like I said, I just can't imagine anybody else than who is in that group now running Carrot. And it goes back to what you said. What brought us all together? Core values.
I love it, man. I'm going to kind of transition this a little bit into. So I think everyone listening to this call, hopefully you've got some amazing insights for how damn important it is in your life and business to have core values that are not just lip service. They're ones that you truly, like, you read through those things and it almost makes your throat kind of choke up or your gut kind of have that little feeling, you know. It's one of those things that it's like, man, that right there, that's it, man. If I can do that in life, yeah, I'm going to make amazing friends, going to make amazing impact. Going to be a bajillion people at my funeral because hopefully I did amazing things and whatever. So now let's transition over to, you know, scaling past oneself like we talked. That part is the foundation. Without that, I feel you're going to build a business that you're going to live to resent, okay? And like I said, I've done it. And I'm not going to say people can't build businesses that they absolutely love, that are based on money, that have a bunch of virtual assistants. Like, I'm sure there's people out there that love that, okay? But for me, I just know deep down I want to make an impact and I don't want to make a bunch of money and just go traveling the world all the time and that's it. I think at one time I thought that'd be cool. Hey, let me just make a bunch of money and travel the world and my business will fund my travel lifestyle and that's going to be my life. And that's so, for me, that was so shallow. That's, I don't know. It's kind of one of those things. You talk to people who retire who love golf, and you talk to them about a year into it, and they're like, oh, I love golf. I can't golf every day because there's got to be more to life than golf, right? So they live all their life here working their ass off thinking there's going to be golfing all day and playing bridge or whatever. And then they start playing golf all day and playing bridge, and they lose their sense of mission and purpose in life. And I didn't want that. So when you go out there and look for your first team members, you know, the first thing that I would honestly look for, if you are the entrepreneur in the business, is I would go hire an assistant. Okay. So that's one thing that if people ask me, what's the very first role you would hire? It'd be a personal assistant. And there's a few reasons for it. My first personal assistant I hired wasn't quite a fit. She lasted a few months. She's kind of frazzled. Great gal, but she was just frazzled and it wasn't a fit. And then I ended up hiring Jen, who is my personal assistant now and has been for years. And I can kind of walk through on this call or another call how to find one, how to really interview them, how to really set it up so it's essentially great. But that'd probably be a whole other topic. But for me, the reason you hire a personal assistant first is because there's so many things in our lives that we tend to do that take away from our productive time, right? So it could be getting your hair cut. It could be going to get your oil change. It could be answering emails. It could be, you know, all that random business stuff that it could be helping to manage some of your Podio stuff if you're a Podio user. Whatever it is, this person should be well-rounded. If you're using the web and stuff, the person should be pretty adept at technology, you know, be able to maybe use WordPress and really comfortable with Gmail and stuff like that. But the person should really be there to help you release yourself from all the stuff that you're either not great at or you just don't like to do. Okay. And the way that I would do it and the way that I did do it was I sat down and wrote it on a piece of paper, put a line down the middle, and I had Adrian do the same thing before he hired his assistant. And write on one side or on the left side things you love to do, you know, that you are currently doing in your business. On the right side, things that you don't like, things that you hate. Okay. And just write those down. And then flip it over and draw a line down the middle. And on the left side, write down things in your business that are a money-making activity, okay? And on the right side that you're currently doing, and on the right side, write down the things that are not, that you're just wasting your time, that are like busy work, okay? And what you'll often find is the stuff that's on the right side of both of the sides of the piece of paper, the stuff you don't like and the stuff that isn't direct money-making activity, oftentimes is the stuff that you should get rid of. Okay, so that's where I start. I would start on that right side and go, okay, what busy work can I get rid of that I just don't like? And that's something that the assistant's going to take over. And a lot of people have a weird mindset and they go, well, shoot, I'm only making $4,000 a month right now. How can I hire an assistant? Like, I need this money for myself so I can buy lottery tickets, so I can go buy, you know, those fancy rims for my car and so whatever it is. But I can tell you, if you are making $3,000-$4,000 a month in your business right now, you need an assistant. You're losing money by not having a part-time assistant. So hire that person for 2 hours a week, 5 hours a week, whatever it is. Okay. I think I started with between 2 to 5 hours a week. And honestly, I had no clue what I was going to give her for 2 to 5 hours a week. I was sitting there going, oh my gosh, I've got this person here who seems like she's great, but I don't know what to give her. And so I started with very menial stuff, which was good. It got off my lap. But then over the years, we've really honed it in, and she's just an amazing asset to the business. Now, I couldn't do my day-to-day without her, but it took time. So don't expect your world to change immediately. It's going to be something where you continually hone and tweak that relationship with that assistant if they're a core value match. And here's one question that I would ask that person immediately before you hire them. Ask them what they absolutely love to do, you know, what fires them up. And ask them what their ideal job position is in 5 years. Okay, because what I did, I love marketing, I love strategy. I started to project that on Jen when I was interviewing her. It's like, hey, and by the way, there's the opportunity to potentially grow into a marketing position, and you can do some marketing stuff and this and that. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. We found out a year later, after I was struggling on what I was supposed to send her, that she didn't like to do any of that and stuff. She didn't want to do any of it. But what she did love was being an assistant, was taking care of all that mundane, random stuff that came my way that I wasn't sending her because I didn't want to hurt her to feel like I was sending her work that was beneath her. Because for me, I didn't like to do the work, so I just did it myself anyway. So find that person who loves to serve. Find the person who absolutely is fired up about being an assistant for you for the next 5-10 years, and they don't have the aspiration to grow into this, you know, there's a CEO of a company someday. Okay. And there's a lot of people out there who love it, who that's their joy in life and who are great at it. And you can give them the job of their dreams, which is cool. Adrian, as you've gone through that process, kind of what are the struggles you've had with hiring your assistant?
Yeah. So I think the problem was me. Like you said, I think you touched on a lot of those issues. Like for me, I really had to. One of the things I'll say is as entrepreneurs, one of the curse that we have is that we think that we can do everything better. Mm-hmm. So what happens, we're afraid to delegate. We're afraid that if we put into someone else's hands, it's not going to get done the way that we think we're going to do it. Yep. But unfortunately, what happens is that, like you said, it takes a lot of time and energy away from maybe what we do best, you know? And that's one thing that I've learned is, again, back to self-assessment, what does it do I want to do? Mm-hmm. Because now you're in a position, now you can separate what are things I can focus on, your money activity stuff, versus then things that someone else might potentially be able to do, like to do, but also they excel at it, probably do a 10 times more better job as you. But one of the things
is the thing,
and they enjoy it.
Stuff that you hate, they might enjoy. So don't project something that's a mistake I made. Don't project your lack of enjoyment for something on them. They might absolutely love Excel spreadsheets and you hate them, you know?
So. Right. And that was my one gold nugget I got from you when I was asking you for advice was the one thing you said is don't always assume that the tasks that you think might be beneath to them, that they may take it the same way. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they may love doing those things that we think is just little. I mean, like, you know, like for me, doing my own laundry is like such a task. I mean, I, you know, when I first got my place here in Wilmington, I didn't bring my washer and dryer. So now it's like, man, I took for granted what I had when I did have that. So now I got to take this extra step. But that literally takes like a whole hour, at least for me, a whole hour away from my day to where I could be utilizing that time to where I'm losing money.
Yep.
You know, so.
So do you have your assistant doing your laundry now?
No, actually, I'm no. But I think it's just one of those things that my first thing was just do it. You just give them something. Get used to delegating. Get it out of your system. Because a lot of times we're so – that's one thing I did. My problem was I've had my assistant for about 4 months. But the first 2-3 months, it was my fault because I wasn't doing what I'm supposed to. On her end, she was waiting for tasks. She was waiting to do stuff. But I just had a faulty mindset with that. And I think until I talked to you and I even reached out to Jen, I said, hey, you know, what are some things, what do you recommend? And then as soon as getting that real life advice is when I really begin to click. Now I'm having July, I had the best month ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, and these are passive stuff.
How many deals did you end up closing in July?
Well, we end up, I'll say revenue wise.
Yeah.
So we did close to 17,000 within 3 weeks. This is the case. Let me tell you why I do revenue. The reason why is that we did like 7 small deals, but those are ones that I didn't even touch. Yep. You know, if I try to do myself, I probably would only gotten 2 deals if I was the bottleneck. So that's kind of my point I wanted to make. So it may have not been our biggest month revenue wise was. But that was the most money I've ever made without stress.
Yeah.
Without putting my hands to it. And what happened? I'm able to focus on what I really enjoy, which is carrot. To me, I love serving our customers. I love serving other investors. I want them to experience the same success that I'm going through. Am I where I want to be? Heck no. You know, I'm still learning. You know, and it's going through these practical phases, I think, is really what helps you get where you want to be. Because sometimes we believe too much the books we read. Again, I'm not against books. I love books, actually. But sometimes we got to be realistic. And one of the best advice I read recently was so many times we make the mistake of going to people that we admire and we try to emulate where they are now.
Yep.
The question we should be asking is, hey, how did you get started? Because I think sometimes we get so overwhelmed trying to lift 100 pounds. Like when I first got getting back into shape, it'd be stupid of me trying to run 5 miles in my first my first session.
Yep.
My goal was, let me just run half a mile, you know, without stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just make that progression. So I think it's just a matter of just getting started. I love this sign that there's in the gym when I walk into the gym was – because my excuse was, well, let me just go to the local gym here in my apartment building or at the condo. But then I knew that was an excuse. So I had to force myself to sign up for a gym. Mm-hmm. I prepaid for a whole year. So I made that. I saw that dollar amount that I'm investing. So I knew I would follow through a little bit better. So there's just one sign that says, you know, half of winning is just showing up. So for me, just getting to the gym was half the battle. Just getting there. Because once I get there, everything is easy. Yep. I love being there. So I think it's just from getting from here to here, just that initial step. So with the VA or whether it's a VA or other employees or delegating other stuff to people, it's just a matter of just taking that first step and delegating your first task. Mm. Get it going. Get comfortable with it. And then through there, I think things will begin to kind of fall into place.
Mm. Cool. Dude, I love it. And as we were thinking through this, I was even thinking, man, I need to do a podcast with Jen on here, all talking about you know, how do you hire your personal assistant? What do you have that person do? What systems do you set up? And she just popped her head in right there after I sent a message to her and was like, all right, we're going to do a podcast with Jen on here. And we're going to talk about personal assistants and how do you do that? What impact can they help you make? And how do you find that person? What do you have them do? What systems do you set up? So I think that'd be a cool one. So look out for that one in the future, guys and gals, for listening to this. But let me kind of shift topics, not topics, but shift it down the line here a little bit. We're kind of running toward the end of this Carrot Cast. And hopefully you guys listening to this have been enjoying this. Just a conversation between Adrian and I on our team, one of our longtime customers and now team member for the past year. Geez, that's crazy. A little over a year. And just talking about how do you scale your business past oneself. But we're talking about stuff that is probably counterintuitive to what you came on this call for. We're talking about the important stuff. We're not glossing stuff over. We're not giving you tips that you're going to go out there and implement but not have the foundation. It's kind of like if you're going to go out there and build a house, no one in their right mind is going to go build the second floor before they put the foundation in. No one in their right mind is going to try to attach the door to the house before the walls are up, right? But so many of us entrepreneurs try to do that. We try to, like Adrian said, we look at the end product. We look at this person that we see that is where we want to be, or we look at this house that we want to build as an example with that analogy. And you just go straight for putting the door in. But the door comes 25 steps in. So how do we roll back to go, okay, we see Carrot and we see other companies that you emulate and might like and enjoy their culture. We see where they are now, but how did they get there? And this calls exactly how we got there, how we've been able to scale this business up to now 8 team members. We're bringing on another 3 to 4 right now. We'll probably be over 20 employees by, you know, first quarter of 2017, possibly. We'll see, but probably middle of 2017. And back in the day, I used to think that was a nightmare. Now I'm like, I want to bring as many amazing people aboard the team as we can, because it adds fuel to the fire when you start with core values and hire there. And when you take care of, you know, get an assistant so you can take care of the stuff you enjoy the most. And when you run the business off of core values every day. Now, I know I've said core values probably 35 times in this call, so this is the next step now. So after you have that assistant and you hire them on core values, because I can tell you for sure, if you have to micromanage decisions they make, where it's little decisions here and there, that are ones that if they had the core values that you and your company follow, that they could make the decisions based on their gut, you're going to be doing a ton of busy work still. So what I'll do now with our team members is, because I know that they have the same core values as us, it's the same. So now I go, okay, well, you're trained up on your position. I trust you with that. And, you know, I trust your core values. They're the same. So just make a decision that hits your gut. I don't care. I know you'll make the right decision. And once you can get to that point in your business where you can tell your team members, hey, make the decision that is right in your gut. I know you'll make the right decision because you hired on core values and because you hit them every day. That's where you start to get freedom. Okay. So when I took off for the month, there was definitely a ramp up there where, you know, first of all, I was pulling back and going, okay, so if I were to take a month off, what were to have to happen in order to make that smooth? You know, where am I currently a bottleneck, like Adrian mentioned? Where am I the spot in the process where everything gets backed up and stopped? Okay, I need to remove as many of those as I can so the team can move forward to things while I'm gone and not have me stall things. So you write down a list of all those things, contact your team members and say, hey, where anywhere in here am I slowing things down? And then you take care of all that, okay? It could be a new process. It could be eliminating stuff. It could be hiring someone else. Then the next thing that you do is you go, okay, now let's talk to each team member and say, what things are you unsure about? Like, what would you come to me if you had a question about? Or what do you usually come to me when you have a question about? And we look at those and we go, okay, well, this, and this, awesome. It's just, I trust your decision. Bam, you're good to go. And it's about empowerment. When you have the right people, hire on core values, you get your assistant first, and then you start to build out your team as you have those needs. So people with better skill sets in certain spots that you're not that great at or don't enjoy can amplify. They can do that, and you can do what you're great at. You have the team, then you need to empower them. And that's one thing it took me a while to do, honestly, you know, where I kind of put myself in as a kickstand, and Adrian can definitely attest to this. And I'm still there in many spots, still working on it big time. And it's probably going to be something I'm working on for the next 10 years. But once you hire people you trust and they live, eat, and breathe the core values inside business and outside business, and they've proven that they can do their day-to-day job well enough, then you just need to step back and trust them. Okay, as long as they have the vision, they know where the company's going and why we're going there. They have that guiding, you know, the guiding principles of your core values and how we make decisions. They can and will make insanely great decisions. Now, are the decisions they make going to be the same as yours every time? No, they're not going to be. But the vast majority of the time they are, and oftentimes when they differ, their decision is just as good, if not better, than yours. And if it was a decision that you didn't agree with, who cares? They're making it. It's probably not going to crush the business. You're out there doing more things that you enjoy, and you're able to grow the company bigger. Those little things you've got to let go by. All right. So once you get to that point, guys and girls, you can really gain true freedom. That's where we start to actually get past the illusion of entrepreneurship and the illusion of the entrepreneurial lifestyle into the actual entrepreneurship lifestyle, if that's what you want to do. It comes with building a team. For me, it hasn't came with being a solo entrepreneur. Not that you can't do that, once again. I have some great friends who have coaching businesses outside of real estate, completely outside of real estate, where they're coaching CEOs and executives. And every Tuesday, they're making their money. Basically, all day long, they're on coaching phone calls with these executives from big companies that pay him $5,000 a month. So he's making his $30,000 a month working one day a week. And that's his lifestyle. And he loves it. And he's all by himself. I think he has an assistant and that's it. Great. You can totally do it. But for me, I think I can make my bigger impact growing an organization and bringing as many people as we can to create great jobs for, pay them well, create a great product and amplify our message to more people. And I tell you what, when you get to that point, which I feel like we're in that zone right now, but we have a long way to go with Carrot. When you get to that point, things get really fun. You know, you start to step out of the way. You stop being in your head as much. You stop thinking about money that you're paying to people as an expense, and you see it as a no-brainer investment. You know, to where now our total payroll between independent contractors who work very consistently for us and salary, man, it's off the top of my head, but it's around $55,000 a month right now. So people are probably listening to that going, what the heck? You know, that's more than I'm making in a year or whatever. And I am so happy that I've got a payroll of over $500,000 right now a year, because number one, I do make more money when we have a team, right? I'm making way more money than I was 5 years ago as a one or two person shop, because it's a bigger scale. But also, I'm so happy that we have great team members that we can use this platform to amplify. I'm so happy that I have great team members who make me way smarter than I am, because I'm learning from them every single day. It's like this built-in mastermind that I'm working with every day. And I'm hoping that the team members are learning things from me too, because I really enjoy teaching. I love teaching. I love helping people get past mindset stuff, so it helps us all. So anyway, guys and gals, eliminate those mindset blocks that are stopping you from scaling out your team. Okay, eliminate those mindset blocks that make you think that hiring people is going to make your profit margins go lower. They aren't making our profit margins go lower yet. I know they will probably once we get to 18 to 22 employees, maybe even 15. Because then you start adding project managers and stuff like that. Our profit margins will go down a little bit. But don't be afraid of it. Once you know, literally 8 to 10, 8 to 12 employees, if you hire right, and you're plugging the right gaps, they're going to do nothing but grow your business and help your profit margins be healthier. Okay, it's not going to cost you money unless you're doing it wrong. And it'll really help you drive toward building that mission out. Because I think everyone on this call, on this podcast, can agree that if you have this big vision, big impact you want to make in the world, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier to make it if you have people helping you do it. And if any of you do disagree with that, then you should probably honestly have your head checked, because if you find the right people, they're going to help amplify everything you do, and you're going to help amplify everything that they do in a big way if you have complementary skill sets. So we could talk so much more about how do you go out there and hire, where do you go, what's the hiring process, but honestly, that's something I'm learning right now, so I can't even say I'm an expert at it. Give me 6 months and I'll kind of pass along that stuff your way, but get those core values set, guys and gals. Get an assistant hired first as soon as you can. Once you get to the $3,000 to $4,000 or $5,000 a month range, you know, allocate maybe $500 a month of that to an assistant. I love local assistants, like someone who is there who can come in your office, because one of the drawbacks of having a virtual assistant handle all that stuff for you is, here's an example. Let's say you absolutely need to go get your oil changed and you just can't do it that day. An assistant can help you do that. Let's say you have this event at your office or somewhere and you need someone to go gather stuff for you and get it and bring it. The assistant can help you do that. Let's say you're really bad like me with technology, and which is a funny thing because I own a technology company. But let's say you're really bad like me with technology, and someone sends you a document through the email that needs to be printed off, signed, scanned, and sent back. To me, that's a nightmare because I just wouldn't sign the stuff. Can you send me an e-sign? Because I physically don't know what to do with this. So some people wouldn't do an e-sign. So now what we do is Jen looks in my inbox every day. She helps me. She sees something needs signed, prints it off, walks it in my office, puts a note on it, says, please sign. I sign it. She comes and gets it. Bam, it's done. So a local assistant is going to be massively more effective for you than a virtual assistant. I can tell you that. Adrian, man, I kind of been rambling a little bit, and we're probably toward the end of this call. It's running a little over an hour, but hopefully people have been getting a lot out of it. Dude, do you have anything to kind of wrap up on that journey from going from the solo entrepreneur to maybe getting some of the virtual assistants to help you handle stuff to then maybe building a team? Any mindset things people need to get past? Any applicable things that you can throw people's way?
Well, you are going to have some failures. You are going to have some moments to where the entrepreneur in us is going to always want to override the team building because we always feel like we do better. You know, we look at ourselves as innovators. And a lot of times that can be a curse because we think we can we always have a handle on it. Trust me, I'm paying the price right now for that type of thinking. You know, my business might have been growing, but my family life went to ruins because of that. So there's a lot more in life than just trying to build a business. Mm-hmm. And if you can find that core, if you can begin to discover your core values, everything just begin to line up. I can't explain that. There's just something about it, but trust me, it's one of those things. So don't be fearful. And I agree with you. Local assistant is a heck of a lot better. I just hired an accounting firm to do all of our stuff because I was running late on bills. There's some bills that I was doing was late, and that's not my character. But I knew that that could affect my reputation. So I hired someone locally. And of course, there's always that because the internet has really shrunk the world. It is so easy to go out and find someone virtually. But with my local bookkeeper, I wanted someone local, someone I can walk into, someone that can give me that tangible advice specific to me. So again, that's back to what we're talking about. So I do like local. Just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to do it. If you feel like, you know what, I got to do this because I want to go to the next level so I can serve more people. I can give my family experiences that they would have never been able to experience without me having the resources to do so. And when I say resources, I'm not talking about just money, but time. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want my kids to grow up knowing that, hey, you know what, they kind of knew their dad half-assed.
Yep.
You know? So that would be the thing. And one thing I will use as an example, and I'm done, is how important core value is. I met you for the first time until what, this past January.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So when you think about it, so what brought us together? What allowed you to trust me to do what I was brought in to do, yet we've never met? It was back to that core value.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how vital, how important it is. And I mean, to me, it was just a trip all these years and communicating, talking, just that connection that I always felt that we had. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to just understanding, you know, where the other person's coming from. But I admired you so much. Like, man, why does he do that? Why does he trust me so much? I could just be some con artist. But I think it was just your ability and knowing that, you know what, let's hire based on core value. Because there's a lot of investors out there that are doing a heck better job than I am.
Yep.
You know, but you know, it's just that core value that is really what's more important.
And that's the thing. I think this would be a great spot to stop on for sure. Is I know, like I said, we've said the core value word probably 100 times on this call, guys and gals. And part of it is very intentional. If you guys do not have this nailed, I can guarantee you, you're going down the wrong path. You are building a business that you're going to live to resent. You're building a business that you're going to churn through employees, possibly. You're not going to feel like you're living your purpose, your passion, your business might be going one way, your life and mission is going the other way. You need to nail your core values. So each one of those core values you put down on there and you post on your wall and your team members post on the wall and you voice loud and proud at every single instance in your marketing, on your website, when you're there with people. When you get to that point, then you're going to be heading down the right direction. You're going to build something with passion, with purpose. You're going to attract the people with those same things. And like with Adrian, I could tell in the year, year and a half, 2 years we were working with him on the customer, you know, and company relationship, I could tell that he exuded many of these core values. I don't know if he exuded all of them because we didn't really know each other. We knew each other by some phone calls and emails and stuff, but I could tell he was always crazy positive, okay, even when probably sometimes there was no reason to be. And you could tell he really appreciated our service. He really appreciated the great service that we provided. So when someone points that stuff out, to me, it's a trigger in my mind going, man, so they recognize what great service is. That's the first thing. Okay. They don't take it for granted. They don't go, so yeah, it's pretty good. No, it's like they recognize what great service is. So when someone can recognize that, they can better learn how to make it even better and live it and breathe it themselves. And you could just tell he cared and stuff. So it was really, really cool. And it made an easy transition bringing you onto the team. And honestly, it was kind of one of those things that, you know, I think a lot of people on this call might be going, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to pay for someone at the level that I need to bring them into my business? You might be, let's say you have two employees or three employees, and you're at a point now where you need an amazing salesman in your company who's just going to come in and crush it for you. And you're erring toward the side of, let me just hire like a college kid who's really cheap and I can train him up and maybe they could be a great salesman and I'm just paying him a little bit of money. And then a portion. Or the flip side of it is you can go out there and find someone who is a freaking salesman and crushing it and can come in there and teach you so many things and bring so much more knowledge into it than you could ever teach to someone else who doesn't know about it. And they can amplify your business. You look at it and go, okay, how do I pay for that person when I don't have the revenue to support it? What you do is you have such a strong mission, you have such strong core values that you attract the person who oftentimes is willing to be a part of your mission, a part of your company, so they can learn. And also, and I'm saying this from experience with you and I, man, but also oftentimes they're willing to work for a little bit less than they possibly are worth at the start and then just be willing to scale it up and have a much bigger future and opportunity at the end. And that's one of the things that living, breathing, and marketing and building your business off of core values and off of mission can help you do. It can attract some of the people that you think you could never, ever afford to hire or that would never want to work with you even if you could afford it, okay? And that's what it does, guys and gals. And we're fortunate to have people like Adrian and other people on our team who are those people that 5 years ago I'm like, there's no way I can hire that person. You know, there's no way Adrian's going to come over to us and leave his wholesaling business behind. But the cool thing is he's not leaving his wholesaling business behind. He's systemized it. He's made it to where he's not having to be in the day-to-day and he's doing better than ever. And we have an amazing team member on our team who I am so confident that I can help him live his greater impact and have a much bigger future with us than without us. That being frank, you came aboard getting paid less than you're worth. And I think probably right now even you're getting paid less than you're worth, but that's going to change very quickly in the talks that we're going to be having here in the next month or two. So I'm excited about it, guys and gals. You can probably tell from the length of this podcast and kind of my tone and Adrian's tone that this isn't what you're expecting. I know it's not, but it's what you need. It's what I needed 5 years ago. And for those of you who it is hitting you in the right spot, please go and implement it. Take it to heart. Listen to this thing two or three times. Take notes. This week, get your first draft of your core values. Put it on the wall. Get it to every single person that is working within your organization. Make sure your wife, your spouse, your husband, whatever sees it. Do not be shy of those core values. Put them on your website. Put them on Facebook. Put them everywhere because until you do, you're not going to believe it yourself. Okay? And then rehash them until each one of them hits you at your core. Pay someone $50 to get it on the fancy core values poster like we have, a graphic artist, and then get the fancy version up to everyone. And guys, market your core values every single day to yourself as much as you do to everyone else. And until you believe them at your core and until you just live, eat and breathe them, your employees aren't, your customers aren't, and you're going to be building a business that you live to resent. So guys and gals, hopefully you enjoyed this episode of the Carrot Cast. It was an epically long one, but I think it needed to be because I hope that it saves. If there's 5,000 people listening to this episode of the next year, if there's just one of you that it hits you, it strikes you at your core, and you go out there and change the way you're running your life and business, that's all I care about. If 4,999 of you guys canceled out and you stopped this podcast 15 minutes ago and you're like, ah, it's stuff I've heard before. I'm going to go look for the cool hiring technique and the hiring template. And that's going to solve my life. I wish you luck. Hopefully you come back to this episode in a year or two and go, man, that's what he was talking about. All right. So thank you guys and gals. Adrian, thanks for hopping on the call with me, man. We'll definitely hop on for some more. And guys and gals, give us feedback. Give us ratings on iTunes and let us know how we're doing and what topics you want to talk about. Adrian, any parting words?
No, thank you. This is a lot of fun. I wish I had this podcast available when I first got started, you know, and someone just speaking truth, you know, someone that really has been there and someone who sincerely cares. So I'm just so blessed that I have, you know, people in my life now that can kind of steer me in the right direction at the early stages, you know, not when I'm at the end of my life to where I should, you know, I look back and say, you know what, I should have heeded those words because by then I'm a lot wiser. Why not be wiser now and just follow that path to where life is fun, less stressful, and your family can reap the benefits of you setting that tone. You know, and just in you and your grandchildren and so forth. So you could make a lot of impact. So awesome. It was fun. Man.
Well, thanks, dude. And yeah, everyone, share this up, like it, Facebook, whatever the heck you want to do to it. But keep listening to the Carrot Cast. We'll see you in the next episode. Thank you, guys. Hey guys and gals, I hope you enjoyed that episode of the Carrot Cast with myself and Adrian Nez on the Carrot team. And like I said in the podcast, this topic is definitely one that you probably came in with one perception and left with another. And if you're in the right mindset and mind space in your business right now, in your life right now, you will have absorbed this message and you've got some marching orders. You've got some marching orders to go away and implement in your business and life to really make the difference. Now, if you're not in that mindset, like I was, and I wasn't there 4 or 5 years ago, if you're not in that mindset, I hope that you revisit this when you are. I hope you revisit this in a year or 2 or 3 years and you look back and go, man, that's what those guys meant in that podcast, okay? Because the importance of what we talked about on here, nailing your core values, not just for your business, guys and gals, for your life. Okay, that is the guiding light of everything about scaling your business, bringing on the right people, increasing your profits, getting freedom from your business, and actually gaining that purpose and passion from it. Okay, this is not just about money. If you're going out there just building your business for money, I can tell you from experience, you're going to be going down the wrong path. You're going to be miserable. Okay, so build the business for the right reasons. If you don't know what the right reason is right now, just go out there and start with your core values. Create those core values that hit you in your core, like we talk about, that transition from life to business, business to life seamlessly. It's the same set of core values for both, and start living that. And you will start to have some glimpses of what it is that your passion is, what your mission is in life, and start to integrate that into your business. And you will be amazed at the quality of people that you're going to attract into your business, the quality of people you're going to attract into your life, and the way that your profits are going to go. All right. So guys and gals, go out there and implement this stuff. Now, before you do, head over to Carrot Cast or head over to iTunes or wherever it is that you're listening to this and go to iTunes or go to your favorite podcast listener and please give us a rating and review. Ratings and reviews are the way that we spread the word about this podcast even better. Also helps really validate that you are loving or hating what we're doing. So just give us an honest rating and review. And when you do, like I said, it's something that really charges us up. It really motivates us to keep going with this and keep putting out great information. Okay. Also, second, if you give us a rating and subscribe to us on iTunes, please send us an email letting us know that you did. Send us an email at support@oncarrot.com. Let us know that you did. And what we'll do is if you are an Investor Carrot member already, okay, we will give you some free assistance, a coaching call from one of our team members. And we'll hop on the phone with you. We're going to diagnose some things that you can do to go out there and crush it in your business leveraging the web better. If you're not a Carrot customer yet, what we're going to do is we're going to do the same thing. You can get a free one-on-one coaching call with us. Email us at support@oncarrot.com. And Adrian will actually hop on the call with you and just diagnose what you can best do in your business to scale up your leads online in this marketplace. All right, guys, and you also subscribe to us and give us a rating on iTunes. Email us at support@oncarrot.com to let us know that you did. And you can schedule that call with Adrian for that strategy call, guys. So last, if you have not got that free content marketing resource and guide yet, make sure you do before you you leave this episode of the Carrot Cast. So go text the word carrot to 38470. Text the word carrot to 38470, and we will email you our ultimate guide to content marketing for real estate investors and agents. And you're going to be able to see the action plan in there. You're going to be able to see the videos, everything that goes with it. It's going to help you stand out in your marketplace in this ever-changing online landscape. All right, guys, that was completely free. I think you'll enjoy it a lot. Text the word carrot to 38470, and then we will prompt you to text your email back, and we'll get it for you. We'll drop it in your email box, no cost at all. Guys and gals, hopefully you've enjoyed this episode of the Carrot Cast. Make sure you check out the next episodes, and to always get the latest episodes when they drop every Tuesday morning, subscribe to our email list on our blog at oncarrot.com/blog, or subscribe to us on iTunes or your favorite podcast service. All right, go out there, crush it, live your passion, live your purpose, and really build mission into your business today. Thank you guys and gals. Have an amazing rest of the week.